Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Lord, we know this is who you are. The one who made way where there was no way. The one who has never violated his promise, but ever keeping the promise from generation to generation. The Lord God Almighty. The one who beam light to our darkness and eliminate darkness so that we can dwell in your glorious light. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The Alpha, the Omega. The one who begins a thing and he has ended even before the beginning. The Almighty God. All powerful, wonderful counselor. The great teacher. The one that has the anointing and gives anointing to his anointed. The one that anoints our tongue with it like a tongues of a ready writer. The King of Righteousness. We trust you. You will make way today. You will do a new thing. You will shift our standing even to higher level. Our life shall never be the same. Lord, let me be used as a vessel of honor, even for this season, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the word that reconfigure heart, that reconfigure soul, that mutate the character of a man into efficiency, let it come upon me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you speak to your people, Lord, speak to me also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to welcome every one of us into the House of Power and Glory Tabernacle. God bless you for being there since November last year. We've been on this topic. And I don't think we will finish it. It will take eternity to finish it. Praise God. I want to appreciate our pastor, the General Overseer of the Power and Glory Tabernacle, Pastor Seyi Osanyibi, for the privilege to be a blessing to you. Pastor, I appreciate and I thank God for your life. Praise God. I also want to thank God for the life of Pastor Olusola Ogidan, who is also a teacher of the word. We are also waiting patiently for you to come and, you know, give us series of oogies so that we move forward. Pastor Dele, my personal prophet, praise God. I'm always expecting him to come here because I know that he will have a word for me. Praise God. Many of us, we don't know how to position ourselves. You just come to church. You don't know how to put. I always position myself anytime he comes. I appreciate you. God bless you. Pastor Bolu, thank you for being part of us. We appreciate your work. God will continue to bless you. Go and marry, please. We need you to go and marry. Please go and marry. By next year, if you don't come with wife, we won't allow you to enter this place. Please go. Pastor said this year and then. No, by next diocesis. Pastor Lotif Tinajo, immediately show mercy. Honestly speaking, we locked gate on you. You need a woman. You need a woman. If we have a lot of good women here. Praise God. We have good women, good sisters that we can recommend for you. They are showing excitement. Are you not there? Praise God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Media department, good work you are doing. God bless you in Jesus' name. My drama people, I've spoken to you on media. That play, you must develop it to full-fledged script. Praise God. If you need to go to site to make it, not even if it is not a stage play, by the grace of God, we will stand with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. the technical ekushel choir and inner shell, praise God. The book of Galatians chapter 5. Now, the broader end of our topic is warfare of the kingdom. Praise God. And under the broad heading of warfare of the kingdom are sub-headings that have been taught. And I remember vividly that Pastor has spoken so much about the anatomy of flesh. Okay? The anatomy of flesh is simply defined as the nitty-gritty of what consists flesh. Praise God. And we've been blessed so much about that teaching. I also want to put some plastering, do a little work in addition with what he has done. I'm not talking about anatomy of flesh, but I'm talking about the topic which I have touched, how to combat the lust of flesh. How to combat the lust of flesh. By the time I am looking at this, I know the deliverance of the church comes via many instruments. One of the instruments in which God saves and delivers people is through the instrument of the word. Praise God. When teaching comes and the teaching is expanded in your heart, you are delivered. And I discovered that to such people, these are the people that have given attention to reading. Praise God. Except the Holy Spirit specifically targets you. Because there are so many things that are being taught under this topic that if you are not a Bible scholar, you may not necessarily get the full gist of what is being said. So, if you are not such an individual, teaching might not be a panacea to solving the lust of the flesh. There's another way of solving of giving deliverance to the church, and that is through the ministration, laying of hands, prayer, and so on and so forth. If Pastor permits me, I will also like to do some ministration along the line with this, because it touches and borders on personal issues that we face on daily basis, and no one is exempted from it. Not even our GO here. Not even those of us that are giving helping hands unto him. There are certain areas where we also struggle, and which is as a result of the lust of flesh. Praise God. I also want to say that the warfare of the kingdom is different from the spiritual warfare. Praise God. Because many of us think that what we are discussing is spiritual warfare. It's just, the warfare of the kingdom is the broad heading that encompassing that aspect of spiritual warfare. I just pray that somebody is going to touch the spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is about fighting the unseen entities. The entities that have been. The Bible says that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, he said, put on the whole armor, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through what? And he was also talking that those that we are wrestling with are principalities. They are powers. They are might. They are entities. That's the aspect of spiritual warfare. So if the Holy Spirit permits and somebody is talking about that area of spiritual warfare, it will also help us. You discover that these are the aspect of when you sleep, people just come around you, they box you, they pin you down, they do all kind of things with you. Some, they mess you up sexually, they abuse you, they do all kind of things and so on and so forth. So, for such an individual, you require this kind of teaching for deliverance. But like I said, I want to look at this aspect of combating the flesh. And I will make a little contribution to what Pastor has said aforehand, and probably unleash those instruments, the weapons that is required in combating it. Praise God. Can we read from verse 16? He said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." This I say then, walk in the Spirit. So we can see that necessarily those who can combat the flesh are those who are already immersed with the Holy Ghost. Those who are already baptized and deep in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of flesh." The lust of flesh is the passion of flesh. Okay? These are the passion of flesh. These are the things that flesh triggers. They trigger passion upon us, and they want us to yield unto that passion. Praise God. Verse 17. He said, "For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." Praise God. "And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you will do." In this scripture alone, we have three personalities. We have three different persons. Three different persons. You are one, the lust of flesh is two, and the Holy Ghost is the third. So you can see the dilemma of man. You can just see how man is pulled into a fight, especially those of us that we knew nothing about. We are just pulled into that fight. There is a scrambling for our lives. There is a lot of scrambling. And like I said, it doesn't mean that since you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, they don't scramble with you again. Because he said, "Even as the flesh lost against the Spirit." You see, the Spirit there is in capital. So he's not talking about your spirit. The spirit of man that is not regenerated, that is not born again, that is not revived, that has not been immersed by the power of the Holy Ghost, that have not received the word of God or been renewed, cannot necessarily be drawn into this. He's not part of it. So it is me and you that is talking about. Praise God. Because he was not talking about our human spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. So if it is human spirit, we will say, "Oh, this is generic." Of course, those that does not have this spirit are already a prey. There is no fight that they are prey. They're already been prey. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They are pepper soup. They don't even, there is no contest. Yes, that's the word. There is no contest. And I will also talk to us about the reason why there is no contest. The Bible talks about such individuals that their conscience is already set with hot iron. And Pastor has spoken so much about this issue of conscience. So, in other words, when they commit sin or they do things that the flesh desire them to do, they glory in it. But you discover that you, when you mistakenly fall into as a victim of the flesh, you feel miserable for the whole day. Are you in the house? Am I talking to someone here? You feel so miserable. You feel downcasted. And people will be asking you, "Kilo Shele," but you can't say it. Why? Because you have become a prey. You fall as a victim of the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, in other words, he's talking to me and you, we are the believers of Christ. We are not just believers of Christ, but we have been immersed and have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit that regulates our activities. Now listen, one of the works of the Holy Ghost is to regulate our life. Praise God, he's the regulator. I will show you the scripture that backs that up as we continue in this. Praise God. So verse 18, he said, but if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Praise God. Now it will shock you that the word under the law was not talking about commandment. Hello? He's not talking about commandment. He's not talking about, because we keep on saying it that, oh, we are not under the law. He's not talking about commandment. Basically what he was talking about is the law of the spirit of sin and death. Do you understand? He's talking about the law of sin and death, because where he was using the Holy Spirit, where he was using walk in the Spirit, he's asking you to walk in the spirit of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So, but when you walk in the flesh, you have walked in the law of sin and death. So, he is now saying that there is no way you can be brought under the law of sin and death as far as you are led by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't. You can't, because you are not under it. So he's not talking about the law of Moses. He's not talking about the commandment here. If you look at the text, you will discover that he's talking about another different law, which is the law of sin and death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So combating the lust of the flesh, the major challenge of both young and old believer is the lust of flesh. Hello. That's my challenge. That's my challenge. We have flesh lost on me. It's not the same way we have flesh lost on him. Do you understand? Because we have a narrow mind that when we talk about the lust of flesh, the first thing that came to our mind is fornication. It's more than that. Lust of flesh is as simple as they ask you to come to church and they say, you are tired. I can't go. Lust of flesh is as simple as you want to pray and sleep will not allow you to pray. I've been busy today. I need rest. And the flesh is telling you, go and rest. I will call Opa Jesu. That's the lust of flesh. It's as simple as that. The lust of flesh is not just when you, it's not just an act, but it could be commission and it could also be an omission of certain legitimate that the Holy Spirit demands of us, but the flesh has prevented us from doing it. Certain legitimate of the Holy Ghost, a demand that is placed on us, but the flesh will not allow us to do it. What about reading? You read, you take a book, you read it, and in fact, flesh will not allow you to read it. So you could begin to see the work of the flesh. When he was talking about the lust of the flesh, he's not talking about that area. Though those ones has also included the need, but basically they are day-to-day life experience of a believer. Things that we daily experience on hourly basis. When we are coming to church, there is a flesh that we want to ask me to abuse an Okada man. Do you understand? The flesh says, oh, so far call you any. So from Korea, you would die. And before you know what is happening, you say, sorry, Ekpesha. The loss of flesh. Praise God. So it's a daily warfare that we really need to, and no one, both the young and the old believer, we are all involved. We all need deliverance from the lust of flesh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, like I said, three personalities were involved in it. The lust of flesh is the motion of what? Of sin. Praise God. And it's a person. The motion of sin, it indwells in us. It does not matter how the level of the Holy Ghost. We saw it in Christ. We saw it greatly manifested in Christ. So you are the least person that we say that I am exempted from it. I don't have the motion of sin in me, except you are dead. Praise God. Except you, there is no flesh and blood in you again. So we see three persons that are involved: the motion of sin. We also see the physical flesh, which represent the members of your body. And the members of your body are the instrument of sins. Praise God. They are what? Instrument of sin. You see with your eyes. Praise God. I have been looking for a secretary, and a woman came to my office yesterday. It will be funny. But don't look at me as somebody else. Don't look at me wrongly, otherwise, Holy Spirit, I don't know what he will do for you. So when the woman came and I just look at it, I say, no, Galawa, I can't cope. I can't cope. The way he was. I said, are you the one that they said is coming? He said, yes. I said, school, school. He said, Rufus Giwa. What did you read? He said, sectarian study. They call it one recent name now. I said, okay. I said, sincerely speaking, I can't walk with you. He said, why? I said, my spirit does not allow me to walk with you. He said, I should give Aris. I said, I owe you no explanation. But I'm sorry, I can't walk with you. And I brought out my wallet. I gave her 500 naira for our Okada. Because I can't work with that kind of person who will be throwing everything to me in the office. What do I do with you? In fact, if pastor come around, pastor will say, what is this one doing in your office? Do you understand? So, because that is how it started. It started little by little. The lady was so angry and called the person. I said, the boy that said, I said, oh, nonsense. How can you ask this person to come and walk with me? I said, this one's supposed to be walking Nepal in the night. The way what she put on. You are looking for a job, you put on, you expose your... She put on this, and if you see, the tummy is like this thing. I said, so, if you are looking for a job, you think this will trick me to give you a job? And I am sure no human being that has sense, that has spirit, will grant that one access. Because you can see Jezebel at work. Praise God. So now, what do you call that? Sir? Oh, that's, yes. But I did not even bother to do any interview. I know he won't pass my interview. But I don't want to waste my time. So now, you cannot begin to see. Somebody will say, Kiloju Ewadebe. There was a time in assembly. I called a lady. I said, never. A teacher, never again dress like this to my school again. And somebody said, can you see pastor ni won kina wo debe? I told the HOS, I said, give her query, let her go. We are models of people. A teacher, there is a way teacher should dress. A teacher cannot dress anyhow. You wear a trouser all in the name of the sport, and you show everything. I said, no, it's not permitted here. Now, somebody will say that, oh, yeah, mojukurombe, like that woman said. But this is how lust of flesh penetrates the soul of a man. By the time Tuba will lala koko, elekeji, where did I come and niche pool? Okay, come and see me in the office. That's how it started. Praise God. So we deliberately need to understand that motion of sin still dwell inside of us. It resides in us, just like the Holy Ghost resides in us. Praise God. So, in other words, we see spiritual flesh. We call it, the motion of flesh is the spiritual flesh, and the members of your body is your physical flesh. I hope you understand that. Do you understand that? We are talking about spiritual flesh, which is the hidden man. The book of 1 Peter chapter 3. Give me 1 Peter chapter 3, please. Verse 4. Verse 4, he said, but Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not what? Corruptible. There's a hidden man that is corruptible. There's another hidden man that is not corruptible. Okay? That hidden man that is not corruptible cannot be corruptible. Is the Holy Ghost. Okay? But it has the capacity to mutate your character into abnormal character such that people will say, is this one a human being? Is it part of this world? Like they said in the book of Hebrew 11 and the last part verse of it, that those guys are not worthy to be in the world. They just look at it. Is he a human being? Why? Because you have overcome sin and death. Do you understand? You have overcome. They have written the law of life in your soul. So your character is quite different from a normal character. You are an abnormal person. That is the place that Christ is taking us, to be abnormal person. When things of flesh does not eat. That's why Paul was talking about being crucified. Praise God. So we see this hidden man, which is corruptible, and is called flesh. This hidden man is corruptible. Praise God. Of course, like I said, there is a material flesh. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Quickly give us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. It talks about members. For as the body is one, and not many members. And I've explained to us that many members of the body, your hand, your eyes, your nose, your tongue, your lips, your legs, and so on. These are the things that carry you to the place of sin. Now, when your eyes is not engaged in lust, your tongue may be engaged in lust. How can your tongue be engaged in lust? Many of us say certain things that a believer should not say. Do you understand? We abuse with our tongue. We curse with our tongue. We do all kinds of things with our tongue. Praise God. So we do all kinds of things that our tongue should not necessarily do. So, and is the member of our body. Listen, it is not you. Like Paul said, it is not no longer you, but the emotion of sin, the spiritual sin that dwells inside of you. Praise God. Now, the perfect man, the first Adam, has this constituent that I have spoken about. He has the motion of flesh in him. He has the Spirit of God in him. And he's also an independent person. But two of those guys were drawing him. And that was when the dragon came and said, as God said, you must not partake of the fruit in the garden. If that was a blanket question, that question was wicked. It was wicked, it was very deceptive, it was ungodly question. As God said, you must not eat out of the fruit of the garden. That wasn't what God said. And the woman answered right there, said, no. God did not say we must not eat from the fruit of the garden, but of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge of good and evil. This is the problem of man. Knowledge of good and evil. Now, man does not have capacity to divine what is good. Only God. Praise God. Man does not, and it's only God that defines what is evil. It's only him. So, we see man, and they were dragging Eve. When Eve was dragged into it and he ate, the whole generation was subjected into vanity and emptiness. We were subjected into disaster and calamity. And so, anyone that is coming through that lineage is coming through the lineage of sin. And that is why God said, For my spirit, how did you see it? Genesis chapter 10, 6. No, when he say man has become flesh, for he has become flesh. 6. 6 is okay. Okay. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always. Did you see? Did you see that strife that we are talking about in the book of Galatians chapter 5? Warning. So, in other words, there have always been a strife between the spirit of God and Adam and Satan, even in the garden, before he yielded. Because he said, and the Lord said, my spirit are not always. I will leave man to do whatever I like now. Though not at all times. My sovereignty will still prevail when I wish. But it's not all the time. I've made him an independent person. So he's free to yield to whoever members, whosoever he wants to become his slave. Praise God. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. For that, he also is what? His flesh. So in other words, there is first flesh, and that's sin. The law of sin and death. Do you understand? Now, when that angel committed sin, he became flesh. He's no longer, he's still a spirit being, but it's more of flesh because it is flesh that sin. It is flesh that sin. Spirit does not commit sin. And that's what the book of John was saying. Praise God. Now, but basically what I'm saying is that he said, for that he also is flesh. So, in other words, there was a translation of the humanity from the spirit realm into what? Into the flesh realm. Man is no longer the spirit person like he used to be. Man has become flesh. Man is subject to sin. Man is subject to death. Man is subject to attack. Man is prone to all manners of evil that could steer man at face. The life of man becomes miserable. And so, what dwells in man now is the sin. Praise God. And so when a man is coming, of course, you know when I'm talking about man, not male gender, all of us. I'm not talking about male gender. I'm talking about all of us. So when man is born or are born onto this world, they are born with what? With sin. That thing is reside in us. That's why when people like Soyinka, their morality cannot take them anywhere. Is it even moral? Is it even a moral person? Who can we mention? Eh? Tai Solani, aha. You understand? I'm not corrupt. I'm wearing this. I'm sure that guy, except he repents at his deathbed, he might be roasting in hellfire now. He respects because he was born with sin. Sin dwells inside of him. And he has not offloaded that sin before his death. So when man uploads the sin at second birth, that's why the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about second birth. Second birth is very, very fundamental to believer. I pray that God is going to take us there because we are going to deal with a lot of foundational issues as I proceed. So we see the spiritual flesh that resides within the material flesh, even as the Holy Spirit dwells in you after your baptism. Romans chapter 6 verse 16. After your baptism, you still have that indwell. Romans 6:12. Look at 6:12. Romans 6:12. He said, let not sin therefore reign in what? In your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. I want you to take note. No, please go back. I want you to take note of certain words. The word should, it talks about the possibility of obedience. Do you understand? Talks about possibility of obedience. There is likelihood for you to obey or to disobey. There's likelihood for you to disobey him or to obey him. But the truth is that let not sin therefore reign in you. Oh, see, one as a mortal person. But what you must not do is to allow him to reign over you. I don't know whether I'm speaking extra Bible. Okay. Oh, it's there. But you must not allow it to reign in you. Why? Because there is certain pull. There are certain pull. Sorry, when my time is up, when it is about 10 minutes to round up, let me know. So that I will not break the protocol. So it means those things, the sin is there, but what we must not do is to, listen, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's why when they say, we are seated together in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, I can relate with it. Praise God. I can relate with it. But do you know that there are many times when we were not seated with him? We are just sitting by ourselves. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. You are not just there. Your thoughts, your imagination, your walk, your behavior, your attitude, most times, sir, even your dressing. You're not just there. You're not just there. You just discovered that you are not just there. You ask many ladies why do you dress like this? He said, anything else in shoot. We are still shooting, no. Did you see that old woman who advertised Ete? Anything as in shoot, oh. Can you see that kind of old woman? Kill on shoot. Do you understand? And that is exactly how it started. Somebody will just say, Mama, I see one bear. Okay, no problem. Since Mama, see bear, let's shoot. Shoot now. Do you understand? So all of these things could make us to sit on our own. We are not just there. But there is possibility of migration as a result of what we do per time. And there is a possibility of relegation as a result of what we do per time. So the judge of that sitting is you. What you do, your works. Praise God. It's your works. Grace. Fine. I don't want to talk on that. So that grace, I understand. Grace helps. But most importantly, what you are doing, your work. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor seated in the way of the discomfort, but do meditate in the law of God. And the law of God is in his mind. The Bible says that such man is blessed. Such man is blessed. So when you are there, do you know that there are times when you are there, you know you are seated. Hello. How many of you have felt Christ like that before? Is it every time we feel him? It's not every time. That's the truth. But this time, you just know that I'm feeling Christ. Yes, I can feel him. You just feel that. You know you are feeling him. That time you are seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, in other words, we have two individuals who is contesting for the attention of one person. Two individuals. The spirit is bidding for your attention. The law of sin and death is also bidding for your attention. Why am I here? He's an alien. He was not born with you. How many of us were born with the Holy Ghost? Are you born with the Holy Spirit? Apart from Joshua. And there is none in him. Do you understand? You are not born with it, but you are born with the other one. So the other one will say, no, come. Emilonier. The Holy Spirit will say, we have taught you about covenant. We have illustrated the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus unto you. You can't do it. And you are confused. You are moody. You don't know what to do. But what is working in you is passion, sensation, emotion, a serious pull. And what that pull is doing is to bring the legitimate things of the future to the now. I don't know whether you understand. Certain things that he wants you to have is legitimate, but they are not legitimate for now. They are legitimate. If asking you, do this, they are, yes, you will do it, but it's not now. You understand? Ush, bushy, omon, 419, yeah? Okay, and Oshmagu. Praise God. What brought them to that stage? Because they feel, that man is mad. Magu is mad. The us push at beginning one pay is also mad. How can you go and get that kind of house in Paris, in Dubai? Kilo fe fish. Who will live there? And do you know that what these people are? They are just mad. Honestly speaking, somebody saying that Tori Poti Rowori Momati Rowori. I've been tripped by money. I was not lured by it. I'm telling you, I was not lured by it. And then I was not even as deep as this. Because I just look at it. Kini mo fe fi gbogbo owo ise. Ebi to ride car. Magun. Forget about that old one. Another one will still come at God's own time. I must learn to live by the present. It is what he gives that we have. If you want to have what he has not given, the lust of flesh is giving it unto you and he will beat you with it. So when I look at those things, I just look at shape of boy, show me a picture. Are you going to sleep in this house? How Paris, London, Unikakiri, for what? What do you want to do with it? That money is too much. You can't. So if I can't want men, she share at all. So you just discover that when you are lured with money, is money not legitimate, Pastor? It is legitimate. But the luring, listen, for whatsoever you have been lured with is what the Lord God has provided for your future. I want you to take that home. Whatsoever Satan has tempted you with is what God... That is exactly what happened to Christ. Everything that Christ was tempted with, God has provided for him. But it's in the future. So he disobeyed the law of gratification. He doesn't want to gratify himself and enter into it in an illegitimate way. So you see what the loss of the flesh does is to bring the provision of the future into the present. And guess what? By the time you have it, I have a regret in my life. My regret is that when I was in Ondo State, I wish I am a bit older, maybe like 25, 30. Do you understand? But I was a small boy. Very small boy was. And I don't know those opportunities and the power that was wielded into me. I never knew. There was a man that was blind. Maybe I've told the story. The man came to the office. He said, he was from our. And I was moved with compassion. I said, Baba Kilefe. He said, I've been asking people to help me. I want to, they're very educated. He has worked in the ministry before. And I said, where is the fire? And I look at the fire. I said, what exactly do you want? He said, I want to travel abroad. I said, when do you want to travel? He said, I don't have passport. I don't have money. I don't have this and so. I said, what exactly do you want? He said, I just want an approval. I said, okay, sit down. I'll get approval for you. And I called Commissioner for Health. I said, please, I want you to minister onto this. Immediately, he said, what do you want me to minister? I told him what we minister. And he ministered on it. I took it to the governor. I said, the Baba, and he said, approved. And I called the accountant general, bring the money, right on my seat. Bobo Kini could take it 2 hours. Baba was confused. He was shaking.
Yeah, how did you do it? That was the kind of enormosity of power. But the age does not allow me that I have it. And I keep on saying that, oh, if it is now. Condition unemployed person can come be by. There are people that are supposed to help around me. Of course, they didn't ask me for help too. Do you understand? I can do so. Why are you in a hurry? Wait. Future is waiting for you. You are the one who will wear them like garments. But when you wear it now, it won't fit. I don't know whether you understand my... It won't fit. So you really need to wait. Now, Galatians 5:17. Look at the contention. He said, for the flesh lust against the spirit. Like we read in the book of Genesis chapter 6. My spirit shall no longer strive. For the flesh lust against the spirit. And the lust is that it's a contention. You can't dominate. You are a stranger here. This is my house. This is my house. And that is why it's easy for people to yield to sin. This is my abode. This is where I dwell. I am born with this. When this guy was coming, I am part of him. You just came. You are an alien. And these are what? Contrary the one to the other. And so, man was placed in dilemma. Kani ma tele o? Kini ma se o? I remember in those days, shaking low, shaking malo. There is what we call fleece in prophecy. And that is what Gideon operated on. Operating on shadows. Operated on what again? There are two of those things. We call it fleece. Tele ibari bai, umi polon wambe. Do you understand? That's what they call fleece. It's no longer accepted with the spirit man. Those of us that have had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't operate like that. Tele by timba kose oton. I will meet the person at home. Timba ti kose osi. That means the person is no home. Don't operate your life like that. So there is a war between the two, and you are the center. Two people are striving to gain your attention. They are bidding for your attention. They want your attention. Now you are confused. You don't know what you do. You don't know how to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 7:14-24. Romans chapter 7. Look at. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? Carnal. Sold. Understand? Who sell you? Adam. We are sold by Adam. He gave us up. Verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. Now, the legitimate thing that an individual would have done, the flesh will not allow him to do it. Praise God. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. That is the situation of every believer. You just look at it. Oh Lord. And you hate yourself. You feel like you should crucify yourself. Praise God. Do you know why?
Because the Holy Spirit is still active in you. The Holy Spirit is still at work. Any day you sin or you do a wrong and you don't feel that way, check yourself. The Holy Spirit must have left. Praise God. You don't feel it. You just feel comfortable with it. I'm okay, Ojare. You are already sold. Completely sold. Praise God. You are completely sold. You are gone. So, the question are, how do we combat this flesh? To subject it to the Spirit for our healthy relationship with God. How do we combat it? That's the question. And these are the questions that I will be answering by the special grace of God. How do we combat the flesh? How do we exercise restraint in the face of pressure of the flesh and have a delayed gratification? How do we exercise restraint in the face of pressure when the motion of flesh is mounting pressure on you? How do we exercise restraint? How do we exercise restraint for a delay gratification? Now, we call it delay gratification because at the end of the day, you will still enjoy those things. Praise God. So, the first thing that I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me to do is to unmask the Spirit of God in the believer. Praise God. Is to unmask the Spirit of God in the life of a believer and to understand his active participation in this warfare. Because many of us did not know that the potent weapon of warfare is him. So I'm trusting the Holy Ghost that there is going to be an unmasking of him in individual life. So much more, you will see the reality of his work, the reality of his essence. Listen, Peter would have gone for a fishing a long time ago without Christ in him. The moment, I don't know how many days it took Peter to go back a fishing after the death of Christ. But I'm sure it's not up to 7 days. Do you understand? And so, when Christ was going, he said, I'm going to give you another. Another. Who will be what he was unto Peter and the rest. So, what held them from doing wrong things was the presence of Christ. And what will hold us now is the Holy Spirit. And if you don't understand that fact and truth, we discover that we'll be going to and fro. We become like a lukewarm believer. Praise God. The second one is that, of course, the basic reason why the Holy Spirit is embodied by believer is to offload the flesh. Do you understand? That is the basic reason. The basic reason of why you embody the Holy Spirit is to do what? Is to suppress the flesh. That's his work. After they are immersed with the Holy Ghost, after Pentecost, did Peter say, I'm going out fishing again? Only time more. In fact, Peter that could not speak in the presence of a little girl was speaking before the elders. Was speaking before the elders that your fathers, your mother, these are the prophets that God sent to your great fathers. He was abusing their great grandfather. And they look at him. Is this not Peter? Peter, no, Lord. Do you understand? What was working is the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost. But he can't stand the little girl. So we discovered that one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit is embodied by believer is to offload the work of the flesh. And also, we are going to unyoke us. We are going to see the unyoking from the system of the earth so that we will see the reality of being yoked together
with Christ. This is very, very important because we don't know that the word yoke does not separate, does not have capacity and ability to put apart. But we discover that over and again we are still unyoked within. So we are going to see how we can continually be yoked in such that we will overcome the system of the world. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Father, we are grateful tonight. We thank you for the entrance of your word. We thank you for the understanding that you have brought. Have your way, Lord. Let there be deliverance in the house. Let there be liberty. Save us from this burden. Save us from this terrible yoke. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you praise. In
we believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.